coast a few times. London, Paris, paradise. But ain't got much memory of the scenes. Come to think I miss them all. And damn, babe, it's all yours.
The G7 leaders continue meeting in Italy. Pope Francis has now arrived at the gathering. In a few hours, he will become the first pope to address the body. The Supreme Court rejecting a request to overturn the FDA's declaration of mifepristone as safe, the drug used in the majority of the country's abortions.
The ruling keeps mifepristone available by mail in most states where abortion is legal. In other words, status quo, which Vice President Harris says is not reason to celebrate.
We are looking at the fact that two-thirds of women of reproductive age in America live in a state with a Trump abortion ban.
It's been 2 years since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. In Congress, the issue has expanded to include access to contraception and IVF.
ABC's Christiane Cordero. Today, we could get a ruling on whether presidents should have absolute immunity over prosecution. Rain continuing to fall in South Florida. Some parts of the state, including an area south of Fort Lauderdale and another south of Tampa, getting 20 inches of rain yesterday. This is ABC News. Another FAA investigation into Boeing, this time around the 787 Dreamliners. Boeing admitting hundreds of fasteners on planes under construction may have been improperly installed. Another day of decisions from the Supreme Court this morning possible, with several big cases still outstanding. ABC's Brian Clark says one centers on the add-ons for guns, known as bump stocks.
Private ownership of a machine gun is illegal in the U.S. That dates back to 1934's National Firearms Act. The question for the court was whether bump stocks, devices that allow for rapid fire with one trigger pull, are illegal. During April's oral argument, Justice Kavanaugh warned of a possible consequence if they were.
That's going to ensnare a lot of people who are not aware of the legal prohibition.
Bump stocks were outlawed in 2018 after they were used in the Las Vegas shooting. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Florida Panthers now just one win away from winning the Stanley Cup. They topped the Oilers 4-3 last night. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June as Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
The annual June Pride event in Milwaukee is the oldest and largest in the state. U.S. News and World Report also includes it as one of the top 20 LGBTQ plus celebrations in the country. But the parade and several-day festival started as a one-day protest. The Milwaukee demonstration in June of 1970 was timed around the first anniversary of the brutal police raid at the Stonewall Inn in New York City. It's also the first time people showed support for gay rights in Wisconsin, sparking a social awakening that continues today. I'm Terry Barr.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another two-year college is closing in Wisconsin. The University of Wisconsin in Oshkosh is closing its Fox Cities campus a year from now. Enrollment has dropped by nearly two-thirds over the past decade. UW System Schools have closed four other two-year branch campuses since last year. The First Lady of the United States, Jill Biden, visited Green Bay Thursday, launching the Seniors for Biden-Harris campaign. Democrats are courting elderly voters by highlighting the contrast between their administration and former President Donald Trump's stance on issues important to seniors. Jill Biden says age is not the issue in this election.
But what this election is about, it's about the character of the person leading our country. It's about finishing the job we started.
Polls are showing Biden and Trump are neck and neck in popularity among Wisconsin voters. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brumay. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Tomorrow, June 15th, is World Elder Abuse Day. We spoke with Rachel Casey, the Domestic Violence Program Coordinator and LGBTQ plus Outreach Advocate at Embrace, for signs to watch out for in regards to elder abuse and who to contact with concerns.
You may be concerned that something is wrong, but not sure if someone you know is being abused, neglected, or exploited. Someone who might be a victim of elder abuse has repeated accidental injuries. Sometimes they'll say they are walking on eggshells or characterize a loved one as Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. If they are frequently isolated or unable to meet with you alone, if they hint at being afraid or hint at being harmed or have poor personal hygiene. If you're looking to make a report, you can contact Adult Protective Services of Bryce County, and Cheyenne Litvinoff will be in charge of that starting next week. You can submit a report anonymously, or otherwise you can contact Embrace for free confidential support that may or may not involve making a report. Our number at Embrace is 715-532-6976.
I'm Austin Brumay, Civic Media News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Sheridan Carl Schock, age 78, of Glidden, died on Wednesday, June 12th, at his home. He is survived by his wife, Shirley, of Glidden, by his daughter, Carla Schock, of Appleton. Further survived by his daughter-in-law, along with three sisters, Marilyn Sellers, of Park Falls, by Donna Slagenhaupt, of Hialeah, Florida, and by Joanne Hall of Park Falls. Survived by two brothers, Jerry Schock of Park Falls and Lonnie Schock of Hudson. Further survived by his brothers-in-law and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. At Sheridan's request, no services will be held. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This is a funeral notice for Sheridan Carl Schock, age 78, of Glidden. Raymond C. Dumbs, 85, passed away June 4th at River's Edge Rehab Center in Park Falls following a lingering illness. Ray is survived by his wife, Jerry, by one daughter, Kathy Rose of Butternut, by three sisters, Marge Turbo of Plover, by Mary Bilkey of Gresham, and by Dolly Taplin of Rethrum, Idaho. Further survived by one brother, Rick Dumbs of Park Falls, by stepchildren, by step-grandchildren, and by numerous nieces, nephews, and friends. Private service will be held. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Raymond C. Dumbs, age 85. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimskern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. And we have Alexis here from Northwoods Realty to give us a little community news today.
Alexis here from Northwoods Realty, bringing a great new listing from Glidden, Wisconsin. Escape to the Northwoods with our picturesque 20-acre property. This charming 3-bed, 2-bath, 1.5-story home offers a spacious living, modern kitchen with stainless steel appliances, and a cozy wood stove with ample firewood. With first floor laundry, a rec room, and a main bath with tub shower combo, comfort abounds. Outside, a large fenced field awaits your cattle, while endless recreation opportunities beckon. Don't miss your chance to own this slice of paradise. Call now to schedule a viewing. Alexis Merritt, 815-527-1546.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Well, today is the final day of our Scotty Text to Win Scotty Summer Giveaway, and the key word here in the 7 o'clock hour is cheese. C-H-E-E-S-E, cheese. Text that to us right now. You'll be in for this hour's drawing of Wisconsin Dells ticket packages, today's drawing of club level seats for the Brewers, and the grand prize drawing, several stays at overnight stays at various locations across the state. So your key word for 7 a.m. cheese. Download that Civic Media app, choose 98Q, hit text cheese, and you are in. Good luck. Your weather update is brought to you by Hanson HVAC, heating and cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today with highs around 75. Partly cloudy tonight, a low around 50. Back to the mid-70s for Saturday with a slight chance of a shower and a gusty south wind. For Saturday night, chance of showers, windy, a low of 56. Sunday, stormy, 82. Currently 50 degrees.
Want adventure but don't have the right stuff? Your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop on Highway 51 in Minocqua has you covered. They're the premier area retailer for renting snowshoes, cross-country skis, and fat tire bikes. And with apparel brands like Patagonia, Roxy, Helly Hansen, Smartwool, Telic, and Old Town, they'll get you covered from head to toe. So get up and get going to your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop, Minocqua's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer, located at 917 U.S. Highway 51 in Minocqua.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
It's the Brewers and the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers take on the Cincinnati Reds tonight at AmFam Field. Freddie Peralta on the mound for the Crew. Milwaukee in first place, 6.5 games ahead of St. Louis. High school baseball, the DePere Redbirds defeated Sun Prairie East 5-1 to win their first ever Division I state championship held at Fox City Stadium near Appleton. Senior Landon Rago was the winning pitcher.
Oh, it's amazing. You know, it's a dream being able to play in this game, and for me being able to pitch the whole game, it's amazing.
NFL, the Packers have signed their number one draft pick, Jordan Morgan.
Everybody's friendly. Everybody wants to help out. A lot of the veterans want to help out. They give you pointers. They talk to you about film and on-field stuff. And I feel like that's important for rookies as well.
That now means all 11 players from this year's draft class are under contract. Game 4 of the NBA Finals is tonight in Dallas. The Mavericks host the Celtics, who are up 3-0, and with a win could clinch their first NBA title since 2008 when Doc Rivers was the head coach. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A couple other sports notes. Beside DePeer winning a state championship in Division II, it was Edgewood. They beat Mosinee by a score of 12-6 to grab the state championship in Division III. In Division II, Aquinas, they topped Kenosha St. Joseph's 6-4 to win the championship. And in Division IV, Northwoods, Solon Springs Northwoods, they won on Tuesday. Aliva Strum topped Solon Springs Northwoods for the state championship by a score of 11-1 on yesterday. So Solon Springs Northwoods runner-up in Division IV. State softball will continue today, as will the girls' state soccer tournament. And those two events will conclude today and tomorrow, and then it'll wrap up the spring sports season. And that's a check of your 98Q Sports.
Good morning.
What do you listen?
Really great music.
Every song I like.
Love it.
Thank you for listening.
98Q Country.
And now, a message from a guy who is really excited about Flag Day. Yeah, that's right. See what I did there? With the silence? Did you even know it was Flag Day today? Nobody did. You know what? I'm going to go out on a limb and say it. Our flag could use a little redesign. Don't act like you don't agree. I mean, what it symbolizes is beautiful, but come on. Can't we bring in a graphic designer to punch it up a little? I mean, I don't know. It's just, I feel like I'm going to get into a lot of trouble for saying that just now. The flag is great. Yay. Happy Flag Day. Don't forget to buy a card. I'm fired, aren't I? Am I fired?
It's Friday.
Yes! Yes!
I feel so funky.
Woohoo! Shout out.
Man, it's hot out here.
You call it hot?
It's a hot damn day.
Camo jacket for a blanket, then passed out like I was dead.
boots off this time.
Waking up alone, just me and the TV and a sinking feeling that you ain't ever coming home. But today, the tears ain't gonna hit the floor, 'cause a boat's in the bay and it's calling my name, so I'm headed on out the door. 'Cause the sun's too bright, the sky's too blue, air's too cold to be thinking about you. Gonna take this heartbreak.
7, how you doing? 53 is our temp, and we're on our way to 75-80. Nice day today. Nice day tomorrow, and rain moving in late tomorrow. Sunday looking a bit wet right now. So today, tomorrow, definitely the best days of the weekend. Your keyword for this hour, if you didn't catch it earlier, cheese. This is the final day of our text to win contest. Cheese is the keyword. Text that to us right now. You're in for this hour's drawing for Dell's tickets, today's drawing for club-level brewer seats, and grand prize drawings of staycations all across the state of Wisconsin, Fort Atkinson, Lake Geneva, Door County. So your final day today to get the text to us and get yourself eligible. Cheese is your keyword. That's good for this hour. We'll have more coming up throughout the day. Our final day of the text to win contest. Your civic media stations. Get on into Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream. They are one of our featured businesses of the month. Great greenhouse, great ice cream, little butterfly pavilion out front there. Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream in Prentice. We're going to be broadcasting live from Wheelway today. We'll be there. I'll be there from 10 to 1. Stop on by and say hi. Grab that Wheelway flyer. Bring it on down. See if you're the winner. It's not, you know, it's not one of those contests where you're spinning the wheel and it's like one in a zillion chance. There is a flyer out there. There was a flyer distributor. There's 20,000 flyers that went out. One of those, if that person brings it in, is worth $50,000. That's 50,000 dollars. Now, if you come in, check out your lucky number. If you're a winner, you're my best friend. If not, you get $5 anyway just for coming in. Check out all the previously owned vehicles on the lot at Wheelway. Maybe you're in the market. Some good local folks. 50 years strong celebrating the anniversary. And the sale continues today, tomorrow. Got to get that flyer into Wheelway by end of business day tomorrow. Otherwise, it's off the table. So Wheelway in Fifield, I'll be there from 10 to 1 broadcasting after we do our shopping show here this morning. Today is Flag Day. Sunday is Father's Day. So we got that going on this weekend. What else here? Remember that ship that hit the bridge in Baltimore and was not good? Several construction workers died in the crash. That whole port area finally has been cleared and is functioning once again. The ship sat there for a couple of months, and they finally got everybody figured out and everybody who was on the ship was not from this country, and their visas expired. They got everything figured out. So that's now running smooth again. More than 4,000. Did you see this story? We've heard stories about Mexico and about how the drug cartel and the gangs and how all that is an issue down there. Listen to this story. More than 4,200 people left their homes. They fled in southern Mexico. In the state of Chiapas, Chiapas, residents in that town of Chiapas, I'm sure I'm not saying it right, but you get it. They were forced to flee due to armed gangs that were shooting up the town and burning down homes in that area. 4,200 people in the city, they fled because of the gang activity, the drug cartel, and all that stuff in Mexico. Just absolutely amazing. This is an interesting story out of Tennessee, where a very rare zoo animal died this week. And this happens quite a bit. I listened to a podcast about, and there's a guy on there who's an internationally known zoo expert and very animal, pro-animal. He's kind of anti-zoo, actually. But this happens a lot when animals in zoos eat things that humans have thrown them or left behind. This very rare, a male Sitatunga, S-I-T-A-T-U-N-G-A, that was in this zoo in Tennessee died. because it choked on a piece of garbage that was left behind by a patron. So it was a squeezable applesauce pouch. I think they find a way to get better at that, but I guess they want the animals to be visible. Is there a chance? I always talk with my son about this, about things in my generation or in my generation right now that will be gone when the high schoolers and people in their 20s are older. So I'm talking 30, 40 years down the line, things that will not be around anymore. And I'm not saying that zoos won't be around, but I think they'll be different. I think especially the water ones down south in Florida and California, there's been a lot of issues down there with that. So we like to get educated, of course, about animals and stuff like that, but it's a fine line. And a lot of the animals in there are rescue ones, too. So that's something that'll change, I think, and has changed already. A lot of regulations, and rightly so. Another thing that's going to change too. I am committed to this, and I'm not sure if it'll happen in my lifetime. But it does seem rather prehistoric, doesn't it? That we have cell towers everywhere. Doesn't it seem kind of crazy, with all the satellites floating around up there, and, you know, with DirecTV and Dish Network and all the satellite stuff going on, that when you and I call each other on a cell phone, that it's bouncing like tower to tower on the ground. It seems, I think that'll go away eventually. As soon as they can figure out how to make the satellite thing profitable. It's still kind of expensive to do that up there. And boy, cell phones have gotten cheap. They have gotten cheap, haven't they? I mean, if you do some shopping around, you know, you can usually get away with $20-$30 a month. If you're thrifty and you're not. It depends on what you use your cell phone for, I guess. Some can be more than that. Let me just say this. If you're paying $100 a month for your line, you're paying too much, all right? So cell phone stuff has gotten cheap. The cost of a cell phone, now that's completely, I think they're making up for it on the other end. When you get your, if you need an iPhone, man, it's a lot of money. So cell phones, we've just become numb to the fact that we can communicate with each other anytime, anywhere we want to. It was less than a generation ago where the thought of driving down the road and talking to someone on a cell phone was something like George Jetson. It was like, come on, really? No way. We've just become used to it. We have our keyword this hour. If you missed it earlier, cheese, C-H-E-E-S-E. If you missed third grade spelling, cheese, your keyword. Text that to us and you're in for our Scotty summer giveaway.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The G7 leaders continue meeting in Italy. Pope Francis has now arrived at the gathering. In a few hours, he will become the first pope to address the body. The Supreme Court rejecting a request to overturn the FDA's declaration of mifepristone as safe, the drug used in the majority of the country's abortions.
The ruling keeps mifepristone available by mail in most states where abortion is legal. In other words, status quo, which Vice President Harris says is not reason to celebrate.
We are looking at the fact that two-thirds of women of reproductive age in America live in a state with a Trump abortion ban.
It's been 2 years since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. In Congress, the issue has expanded to include access to contraception and IVF.
ABC's Christian Cordero. Today, we could get a ruling on whether presidents should have absolute immunity over prosecution. Rain continuing to fall in South Florida. Some parts of the state, including an area south of Fort Lauderdale and another south of Tampa, getting 20 inches of rain yesterday. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Donald Trump reportedly called the city of Milwaukee horrible in a private meeting with Republican members of Congress on Thursday. People who were in the room offer differing stories, saying Trump was referring to crime or voter fraud in the city, not the city itself. Regardless of Trump's intention, Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson fired back the same day.
Donald Trump was talking about things that he thinks are horrible. All of us lived through his presidency, so right back at you, buddy.
Milwaukee will host the Republican National Convention in July. About 30% of Wisconsin Medicare recipients up for renewal this year have been disenrolled from their coverage, according to Wisconsin Watch. Covering Wisconsin, a UW-Madison program, is helping people reconnect with healthcare providers and other programs that support health. Call 608-261-1455 or visit their website to book an appointment. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brume. Here's what North Wisconsin needs to know. Only a year ago, local farmers were in the midst of a flash drought. Now, Wisconsin is 100% drought-free. But unfortunately, the weather has chosen the other side of the spectrum so far this season. Steady rain for the past month has left standing water in many farm fields, drowning young corn and soybean plants. Hay farmers did manage to have a successful first cut, but now the fields are green and good, waiting for a three-day stretch to cut again, which weather patterns haven't been very cooperative with. Farmers are having a hard time getting their machinery through the muddy fields, and to top it off, corn for grain has a deadline of this week. After that, farmers are going to need to consider corn for silage use or to plant soybeans. Not to mention, standing water leads to some crop diseases like stalk rot. Farmers can handle short bursts of rain. Standing water for a day typically doesn't do damage, but the week-long puddles are where the problem is. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, does predict that the rest of the summer looks near normal for rainfall amounts, though, which for us typically is around 4 inches of precipitation each summer month. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777 or biglou.com.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Cincinnati Reds. Freddie Peralta against the Reds, Hunter Green. The Cubs lost again last night to the Tampa Bay Rays, 3-2. Chicago has now lost 8 of their last 9 series. NFL, Green Bay Packers have signed their first-round draft pick. Offensive lineman Jordan Morgan, he was asked what does he think it'll take to earn a starting job this fall.
Every day you strive to be the best. You strive to be your best, and you compete with yourself first before you compete with everybody else, and that's the one thing I want to do.
College football, Mason Posa is a 6'3" high school linebacker from New Mexico, ranked as one of the best players in the nation. Last night, Posa announced what school he's committed to.
And for the moment we've all been waiting for. For the next 3 to 4 years, I'll be committed to University of Wisconsin.
That's linebacker Mason Posa with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Whether you're getting over someone, I'm gonna need some whiskey glasses, or getting ready to party, country makes you feel something.
98Q Country.
I was down with the boys catching up in a neon light.
Johnny's Country fan like I am.
Your classics.
Your country.
98Q Country.
Let them hang out on Friday, get them wild with the boys.
Jason Aldean. Keyword this hour, cheese. Text that to us now. Get her done and get in for Dell's tickets, Brewer tickets, and overnight stays and all that stuff. Bader Sports Center, you're fishing this weekend, right? Get on into Bader's. They got your bait. They got all the stuff to keep the skeeters away and all kinds of camping stuff. I think Craig and the folks still have 10% off camping stuff. And that's at Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips. They are right next to Pick and Save. We're going to revisit Mike Clemens. Took a week off last week, but we're going to talk sports with our sports guy, Mike Clemens, coming up just a little bit after 8 o'clock, and the shopping show on the way in the 9 o'clock hour, too.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save. Because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
I love you. Also, I'm a robot.
At T-Mobile, you can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, switch and keep your phone. We'll pay it off up to $800.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-car Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get 6 tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with a drawing at 7:30. And the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today with highs around 75. Partly cloudy tonight, a low around 50. Back to the mid-70s for Saturday with a slight chance of a shower and a gusty south wind. For Saturday night, chance of showers, windy, a low of 56. Sunday, stormy, 82.
Currently, 53 degrees.
A key word for this hour is cheese. Still got a couple of minutes to get that to us before 8 o'clock. Download that Civic Media app. It's free on your Android or iPhone. And click on 98Q. Send us the word cheese, and you're in for the Text to Win contest in its final day today.
Now it's time.
All right, magic time.
Why do you listen?
Because it makes me feel so good.
I'm just looking for
it.
I love.
98Q Country.
Who it is, last call I thought I'd get. How's your mama, how you been? Girl, it's been too long. Saw your sister at the Circle K. Her baby number two is on the way. Hadn't seen her since her wedding day. With you on my own. It's good to hear from you again. about you.